Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now then, fact seekers, and welcome to the Christmas special of the Get Fact podcast. It is Christmas Day. I have nothing better to do than sit and edit a podcast together. However, this was recorded last Monday, so it's about a week ago. And since then, we've received an email that I just kind of wanted to respond to, really. So we've got in the middle of this section, we do a... There's a little bit of a shout-out coming up for one of our listeners, a new listener, called Campbell from Australia, right? He's an Australian dude, and he sent us a message saying how funny we are and asked all the rest of it, right? Now, his... I mean, he says fiancé. This fucking bitch he knows, right, has said that we're not funny, right? And I take issue with that. Because he says the girl's called Tanika, right? I am not being fucking cyberbullied by someone who doesn't have a real name. You can't make up a name. I assume because she's in some kind of witness protection or something, or she's done something she's ashamed of. You know, she'll be called Tammy, is a girl's name that begins with a T. You know, Teresa you can have, but fucking Tanika. So either her mother and father are horrible, or she's in witness protection, and I think the latter, because she's clearly a horrific judge of character. So, I don't want to go in on her too hard, because actually she might be fit. So, you know what I mean? So for one reason or another, either she's an idiot, and I will highlight that, and then you'll have no fiancé left, and it's your own fault for being nasty. Or you might be fit, and then I will just come to Australia and steal you, you know, put you in a wheelbarrow and bring you home or something. If we can... send nudes, maybe? Will that help? Tell you what, Campbell, right? Get naked pictures of your girlfriend and send them in. And then we'll decide how we're going to handle this situation from there on in. Okay? Nice one. Right, have a nice Christmas, everyone. Thank you. Bye. Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas, innit?
It is. It's Christmas with the Get Facts podcast.
Christmas festive episode.
Yeah, is he the same words now that are Christmas?
Yeah. I like okay. I'm trying to get the intros better.
Cool. Well, I mean, what a start. What a way.
To try and say what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, so, the episode. Well, what's your name, first of all?
Oh, yeah, my name's Johnny.
And I'm James.
And this is the Get Facts podcast. Oh. Struggled with that, didn't you?
I wanted the sound, a little bit, emphasis on the sound, but what a lovely thing, eh, Christmas?
Yeah.
Baby Jesus' birthday, innit?
It is. I think, will this episode go out on Christmas Day again?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah,
I think.
Cool.
I mean, you've got no else on, have you?
I've not, no. Literally, fuck, I might even edit it on Christmas Day to give me something to do.
Mm. So, Merry Christmas, mate.
Yeah.
Shall we explain to the listeners? Obviously, I mean, there was an apology in last week's episode, or the last episode.
Yeah, there was a full and frank apology.
We went a bit mad, didn't we?
I don't know what happened. Have you even listened to it back yet?
I've not had the privilege of listening to it yet. I'm almost scared to. I normally listen back to it at the show.
Yeah.
Just to see where we are, just to sort of pick up on things, just to tick my memory, just say, well, that worked, that didn't, let's do that again, let's not do that. And just the last few recordings, we've been absolutely manic in terms of...
Yeah, they've just been shite, haven't they? But we're back today with proper facts and research and stuff. I've done some.
Well, I was thinking the reason that it was the way it was is because... I mean, you've been ill, haven't you? I've been actually ill.
Yeah. Actually, I've got a letter from the hospital.
Oh, you're going to read that in a bit, are you?
Dear Mr. Murphy, an appointment has been made to you... to be seen in...
Who wrote... Was it written in crayon? Because that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, an appointment has been made for you to be seen in Rachel Campbell's General Medicine Clinic.
Oh, I thought that was like a woman's name then. I was like, don't mention a name.
No. On the day of the appointment, you should report to outpatient B department with this letter.
Yeah, so you've been poorly, boy, because normally, like, you say you're poorly, but you've not actually been.
Yeah.
But you have actually been poorly, haven't you?
I've actually had, like, blood coming out of places the blood shouldn't be coming out of.
All right, people might be eating the turkey, don't say that.
Oh, yeah, sorry for spoiling Christmas with my health.
So I think what's happened is we've sort of been recording when we can, but not necessarily putting the right emphasis onto it.
Yeah.
Because we've not really been seeing much of each other.
We've not, no.
And then we've just been rambling
like
on.
We've been like a broken down marriage.
Yeah. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I mean, maybe don't, but if you do want to listen to it, just be pre-warned that Johnny was in the bath.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to you while you were in the bath.
Pretty much, yeah. There's a good 2 minute bit in the middle where it's just water running.
I mean, you could have edited that out, though. That's the
thing.
Well,
I did as best I could.
But yeah, that's how it was. But we're back, and obviously with New Year around the corner, we're going to have more content, better content.
Better content, more of it.
We're going to up the ante with it.
Well, I mean, you've even got a contents page for today.
And I'm going to go up your ante with it.
Yeah,
contents. So today we're going to do gifts, aren't we, Johnny?
Well, now you're going to see a picture of your gift.
Okay, right. So this is how it is it?
Yeah, yours hasn't arrived yet.
So I've got two gifts for you.
I've got one gift that I've spent £20 on.
All right, okay. Well, I've spent £20 on you, I'd say. Give or maybe a little bit under.
My gift is proper thought.
I mean, mine are there wrapped, mate. What's your excuse, though?
Do you want to see what I've got you?
No, I'm just going to go through this. Because I'm going to fight back tears while I go through what we're going to discuss in this episode. So, gifts, we've got them, all right?
Yeah, we're doing like a little contents rundown.
We've also got, yeah, of course. We did a little thing on the Twitter page, at GetFatCast. We did a little vote.
A little vote,
to see what people wanted to. The listeners spoke, all eight of them.
12 in the end.
12 people voted. Fucking 12 people voted. Yeah. Global Christmas traditions won with 66%. Father Christmas got 0% of the votes in terms of what you'd like to...
everyone knows about him, don't they?
...to discuss. So I've just got facts from across the globe. I mean, not that much, admittedly, but there's a good 5 pages worth of stuff there. Then we're going to go on to our listenership, because we've done well, haven't we, mate?
We have, yeah.
We've broadened our horizons with the listenership, haven't we?
Yeah.
Somebody was very kind enough to send us an email, to the point where I thought it might have been a blag. Maybe it still is a blag. Maybe someone's having us on.
I can't work out what anyone would gain from it.
No, true. So we've certainly gained a new listener.
Yeah.
And we'll welcome them in with open arms when we discuss that.
Yeah, open legs. Welcoming in with open
considering
legs.
You do the email admin, which,
yeah,
thank Christ we're not paying you for, because there's definitely not enough to be getting on with.
No, there's not. To be fair, we did send that email about a week before we actually bothered to check them.
So we've got that. We'll talk about the listenership. And then something a little bit special at the end. As well as a northeast story that we'll come to as well. So yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a ditty. We did one for the 100th episode, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
We don't hand them out like, you know, willy nilly, do we?
No, but interestingly, this will be episode 111.
Oh, the Nelson, as they call it in cricket.
Is it?
If you have a score with three of the same number.
Right.
So yeah, there'll be a Christmas special jingle at the end, perhaps.
Well, I.
So let's get on with it. I mean,
right. Do you want to see the picture of your gift?
Do I want to see a picture, or do I want it in my fucking hands?
Well, wait, so you can't have it in your hands, can you? Because little postman's not brought it yet.
Well, do you want to see yours first?
Go on,
see
then.
What you think. Look, wrapped and everything.
Oh, yeah, it's wrapped in my listener.
Yeah?
Is it good, lad? Which one do I want first?
Open Tifa's first.
Oh, is this for Tifa, is
got
it?
Got Tifa on, it says Tifa on it.
Oh, it does, yeah. Spelt right as well.
Yeah.
Increasingly, people can't spell Tifa.
Tifa is Johnny's tortoise, if people don't know that.
Of course they know that.
Say what you see.
He's wrapped a white box. 13-centimetre tortoise.
Don't worry, it's not alive.
Well, I'd hope not. What is it? Hang on.
Well, you've got a knife there on the side. I did deliberately wrap it like a grandma would. Do not cut your hands off.
It was a very sharp knife, this, isn't it? Did you like how sharp it was when you
cooked
it earlier?
Yeah, it was, when I cooked for you, yeah.
Yeah, James has just done his lovely dinner.
as he says as he coughs.
Yeah.
You know, I've not got my present. I'm presentless. I mean, this is great for the listener, isn't it? It's just, yeah. I should have thought about that before I...
Well, it would have been better if you still left tomato sauce on me knife.
It should be tomato sauce, not what that is.
Well, the fucking is.
I wanted to make sure it didn't break, so that's why it's in bubble wrap now. He's got to the bubble wrap. And what is it?
It's a little tortoise ornament.
You know the reason I got that? I wanted to see how she would react to that.
Ah, right.
So it's a fake tortoise. But I think to another tortoise...
Yeah?
That's not fake, is it?
No. Well, we'll see how she gets on with them tomorrow, eh?
She's asleep now, which is a shame, yeah. But... She's pissed up on all... She's had too many celebrations, probably.
She has, yeah.
But, yeah. Now, so your second gift, Johnny.
Yeah, my second
gift. I mean, I know you're blown over by that gift.
I am. That is a wonderful gift. Tifa will like that.
It's not got a price on the bottom. I'll just, you know. Yeah. So this one, just before you open it, Johnny, I thought, what would Johnny like and what's sort of in at the minute? What's cool? What's hip? Right? Retro shirts are a bit of a thing at the minute.
All right.
So I was looking at a Janino shirt.
Right.
But then I was looking at the Brazilian Janino shirt. I can't even say his name right. Yeah. But they only had him in a double XL, and you're not a fat lad.
I'm not, no. I'm so svelte.
I had to think of another Middlesbrough legend that I could get you. There you go.
Ravanelli t-shirt.
Let's just see what you've got.
Funny, the one I've got used football related as well. Oh, it's blue. Not the traditional Middlesbrough colour.
It's not Middlesbrough.
Oh. It's a Ravanelli t-shirt.
It's his Italian... It's like a retro Italian one. That's his Italian squad number.
Oh, right. That's brilliant, though, isn't it?
So it's a bit more smart cash than a Middlesbrough shirt.
Oh, yeah. So I could wear that to the pub, for example, couldn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you could. You could be like a football one, couldn't you, in the pub? Yeah. And pretend to be.
I'm going to
have and straight away, you're clocking like your dirty laundry and you're thinking, this is clean.
It is, isn't
this
it?
Is going on tomorrow.
Oh, it is.
So there you go. You've got a little Ravanelli shirt there.
Oh, that's lovely, that.
Because Janino... I know Janino would have been better. I mean, could you think of any other Middlesbrough players?
Well...
You with Ravanelli quite quick there.
Ravanelli, Emerson.
Emerson, yeah.
Yeah, Brian Robson, Gascoigne, Ledbetter. Have you seen...
Ledbetter. In the same breath as Gascoigne, Ledbetter, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a t-shirt that I thought... I've bought you this, right? And I thought it would remind you of me when you wore it.
Right, okay.
I know you're a bit of a bugger for a... funny t-shirt with a little slogan on it.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But this I thought would remind you of me. So that bud in white.
Major felony card. I like it. So it's like, so it's a referee holding a red card and it says major felony card. So it's almost like you don't get football terms.
Yeah.
But it is a football term.
Exactly.
I like it. I do like it. But
I thought you would. I mean,
it's not here and it's not wrapped. So, I mean, you could just be saying that to me.
No, it's definitely on its way.
So that is Christmas gifts for everyone.
Have you seen the guy who does badly drawn football players on t-shirts as well? Because you nearly got one of them.
No, I've not seen badly drawn football players on t-shirts. You're going a little bit off topic now, aren't
you? No, he's dead good, I'll show you.
Should we give him a shout out to the fucking 12 people who voted?
Yeah. Badly...
I wouldn't have a Middlesbrough one, would I?
Well, yeah, because you'd like it because you are my friend and he is George's friend. But there's Adam Clayton.
These old Borough ones.
Yeah, you can get Man United ones as well. Right, sure.
So do you want to do the correspondence then?
Oh yeah, we had an email from some dude in Australia and he was like, oh, do more episodes when you're pissed. And we were like, all right then.
No, come on, Johnny, you can't do it like that. Where's the email?
Oh yeah, do you want to see it?
Like? Yeah, I do. We should give him a proper shout out. Not just, oh, this fella like listens to the show and you know, he thinks it's great. Like,
well, he does. And you know what? He's fucking right. There we go. Campbell Simpson. On the 1st of December. Do you want to read it out?
I mean, you can read it out. It's your correspondence.
Hi, guys. My name's Cam.
Jesus.
I listen to you guys every
Christ.
Night.
Where's he from?
Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
What accent is that?
Australia.
I mean, this is offensive, but go on.
Is it?
Yeah, go on.
My name's Cam and I listen to you... Sheila's every night.
No. Right, okay.
Every night during and after work from Wooden and Lynn in Australia. Just want to say... I can't fucking read. Just want to say you guys would have to be the most hilarious people I've ever heard.
No, right, stop. This isn't Australian, is it? Just read it in your normal accent, mate.
Right. Hi guys, my name's Cam.
No, not from the beginning, don't have to be from the top. But I think is it Woodenilling? Woodenilling, Australia?
Woodenilling.
Anyway, there.
In Australia. Just wanted to say, you guys would have to be the most hilarious people I've ever heard.
I mean, I can only assume he's not heard many people.
Is that a typo? Because he's put, I've overheard. So is someone else listening to us? You know, I don't know.
Ooh.
But there we go. He said, keep up the fantastic podcast. I'm trying to get you more well known over here, which is nice.
So we've essentially got an Australian promoter now, so fuck you.
Thanks. Has anyone else got a promoter? Didn't think so. What, overseas? Pff, no chance.
Yeah.
Good on you blokes for not taking life too seriously. I mean, that's an understatement. Johnny was having a bath in the last show.
Yeah.
And having some fun. I mean, he might retract that statement now he's listening to the latest one, because this was before that. And having some fun whilst bringing us all a good set of laughs. Oh, one more thing. Please do more episodes whilst pissed. I work in a pub as a chef and can't drink on the job, so you guys make sure you have a couple for me. Hope to hear more podcasts on the way. Cam. So, I mean, if that is legit...
Just a question.
Yeah.
Can Cam be a girl one?
Could be a girl one, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it is. It's not our demographic, I'll be honest.
It's definitely not, is it? Shall we have a little look on Facebook, see if we can find Campbell Simpson? See if it's a girl and if it's fit.
I mean, let's not try and sexualise the listener. You already do it enough with Special K.
I do. Oh, by the way, speaking of, well, not so much Special K, but speaking of listeners, Anthony, what's the difference between a garland and a wreath?
Shit, we couldn't be bothered to Google correspondent. Yeah, garland and a wreath, as it is Christmas.
Yeah.
Johnny wants to know what's the difference between a garland and a wreath that you put on your door.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, right, I saw a sign in Morrison's where we went for our, what was it, $1.99?
All the supermarkets are available, yeah.
Yeah, we got some fucking wicked food from Morrison's. We got, like, literally enough to feed us both. We had massive starters, a full main course, so, dessert as well, for £1.99.
Yeah, by starters you mean a baguette that was, like, going to get chucked out, so they put one of them yellow stickers on it.
Yeah, whoopsie aisle. Yeah, and sixpence.
And cheap ham that's never seen a pig in its life.
Mate, sixpence. Sixpence for the baguette.
That's not a starter, is it?
Yeah. Bread rolls.
I mean, I have had enough pasta this evening to sort of feed a small family, but
I
enjoyed it.
I think that was a better dinner than I've ever paid for, full price.
You know what I liked? I was going to break into a fiver, and then you threw loads of coins into this self-checkout machine.
I didn't throw
machine.
Loads of coins in, mate. It was just that cheap.
I thought you threw, 2 5p's in. I thought, why have you done that? Because now I'm just going to end up with change I didn't want. Turns out you threw in, almost the perfect amount for me to not break into a fiver. So,
yeah,
it worked out well.
I mean, James is just showing off because he's got a fucking fiver now.
Morrison's, every little helps. No, that's not right, is it? What's their slogan?
More reasons to shop at Morrison's.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Or live fresh or something.
Just do it, is it?
Yeah, we're loving it.
Just...
used to be the song that used to give you all these reasons to go to Morrison's, and the song used to go, more reasons to shop at Morrison's.
Yeah, but that was like 90s when you were a kid, that.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
You always reference things from the 90s.
It's because I was alive then.
You're just dead now.
Yeah,
behind the eyes. It's
behind
dead.
The eyes, I am, yeah.
It's all dead. Anyway, Johnny, is there anything else you wanted to...
I've got some bits I can sprinkle
through. Cam. Thanks to Cam.
He's already over, aren't you?
His correspondent. I put some... Yeah, I had some before. But I had some before the podcast. Now you're eating mini eggs. Other confectionery is available. During the show.
Yeah.
That's not on, is it?
That will happen if you put mini eggs in front of me, though.
Anyway, global Christmas traditions won in the fucking vote that we did that only 12 people did. One of them was me.
And me.
Ten people, Johnny.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're all mad about it.
Anyway, so we've done KFC in Japan. We've done that before, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve, Westerners always seek out turkey. Closest thing they can find is KFC with chicken. It's since become a big thing in Japan. They market it like that and...
Mm-hmm.
KFC, they don't really celebrate Christmas in Japan. KFC's a big thing there on Christmas. We all know that.
Yeah.
Philippines, they do a giant lantern festival. We've done that. I'm gonna do different things for you here. All around the world we're gonna go. A little bit of history as well, Johnny.
Oh.
Not just about the baby Jesus. We're gonna do it about people's celebrations. So if this is Christmas Day, you're listening to this, think about other people around the world around this time of year.
You're not allowed to go on a diet and check your progress where Jesus Christ was born, are you?
Why?
That'd be a way in a manger.
Oh, for God's sake. Mistletoe, Johnny?
Missing toe?
Mistletoe.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you stand over under and kiss your mum?
Yeah.
Even though you don't need mistletoe to kiss her, you dirty boy.
Yeah.
Mistletoe was held sacred. I'll just let you go on.
Come on. No, just if you're
Why don't you just get a handful?
Because I don't want a handful, I want two at a time. If you're doing your bit where you do all your reading, I'll just have a nice sweet.
Yeah, but don't rustle the packet while I'm doing it. Yeah? Mistletoe was held sacred.
It's like being at school sometimes.
Fingers on lips. Is that you again, Murphy? You fucking... No wonder you get bullied, you twat. Mistletoe was held sacred by the Norse. You know who the Norse were?
Yeah.
Go on. Don't know, do you?
The Vikings.
North Germanic and Scandinavian. Right, okay. So the Norse, the Celtic, Vikings. Druids, and Native American Indians, they all held mistletoe sacred because it remains green and bears fruit during winter when other plants seem to die. Druids thought the plant had the power to cure infertility and nervous diseases. Don't know what nervous disease is, Johnny.
I'm sure you have a nervous poo.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You get a little bit panicky before a job interview, so you need a little... You just sort of strain a little bit because you don't really need one.
Yeah.
You just a little bit comes out. It's a little bit of poo that wasn't really worth it.
Yeah, and a wee as well. Have you noticed you can wee without pooing, but you can't poo without weeing?
Is that a thing? I think I can poo without weeing.
Can't.
I think I can.
You can't.
I think I can.
I can't. No, you're aware of it.
No, I will. I'll be able to have one.
You will not.
And not have a wee. Johnny's looking
you
at
can't.
Me. The listener can't see. Johnny's looking at me with absolute certainty in his eyes.
Because I'm certain about it. You can't poo without weeing.
Yeah, you definitely can.
You
anyway.
Fucking can't.
Oh, right, okay. Right, okay.
Druids
thought that the plant had the power to cure infertility and nervous diseases and to ward off evil, apparently. Long before there were Christmas trees, the pagans basically thought evergreens were symbols of eternal life and rebirth. So that was always a big thing. Pope Julius I, the Bishop of Rome, originally proclaimed December 25th, the official celebration day for Jesus' birthday, back in 350 AD.
I've got some facts up about whether you can... Shit
yeah, okay, weird. Well, I mean, it is Christmas-based, but we can have a little bit. See, this is what you've done, right? You've angled your search to find what you want to find. But okay, let's see.
Of course I have. Can you poop without peeing? Turns out there's no legit reason why you can't easily pee without shit betraying you, but not the other way around.
Is that it? Done? Happy with that? Happy with your research there?
Why can't we poop without peeing? You're the shit.
I mean, you most certainly can. And now we've got noises coming on now. It shouldn't
yeah,
be
that
there.
It's
happening, isn't it? We'll get rid of it. Oh, for fuck's sake. I mean, this is it. We said we'd do good. And
but
look at you now,
good.
You're just looking at shit and poo. Shit and piss.
Yeah, so as long as everyone agrees with me, right, we'll do an experiment now for the next week. Every time you go for a poo, I want you to text whether you've weed or not.
Right, okay, fine.
All right, now you're aware of
if
it.
The listeners could do that on Twitter as well and maybe get some fucking feedback on it.
Yeah.
That'd
so everyone
be nice.
Now, every time you have a poo,
Ten
just think about
fucking
having a
weed. Votes.
Yeah. Right.
Finish now with your little research. Good.
I've got more research on it.
So what did I say about the Bishop of Rome?
He did... You mentioned a year...
350 AD, what?
Yeah.
What did it, what, though?
He decreed that Christmas...
This is like school now, isn't it?
No.
Jesus' birthday, he said, he declared it as December 25th.
Yeah, exactly, he said that Christmas was a thing.
The city of Riga, Johnny, where's that?
City of Riga?
Yeah. I'll give you a clue.
Regal Icing, Iceland.
Latvia. It holds the claim as home to history's first decorated Christmas tree back in 1510.
Ah, right. You know why they used to do that?
They reckon that's the first one. No, go on. I'm sure you'll tell me.
No. You know the reason for decorating a Christmas tree?
Yeah, go on.
It makes it look nice, doesn't it? If you're going to drag a tree inside and have it sit in the corner of your fucking house for 6 months, you might as well have a busted bow on it.
6 months? I mean, that does sound like Stockton-on-Tees.
Stockton-on-Tees won... a couple of years back, had the most depressing Christmas tree in the UK.
It won it?
Yeah.
What year was this?
Stockton, most... depressing.
I mean, I like the fact that you're just doing this on the fly. Are you going to put a picture of this on Twitter? Of course you're not.
Of course I'm not. No, that was it.
I mean, the fact that it made it into the Daily Star speaks volumes. A newspaper that I believe was 20p back in the day.
Yeah.
Maybe still is. 2013. Most depressing Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Stockton on Tees. Congratulations. Johnny, in Peru, December 24th.
Can you Peru without weeing?
Peru, December 24th. It's known as La Noche Buena. You know what that means?
The Noche.
Noche.
Crisps.
Not the right way around. La Noche Buena.
Kinder Bueno.
The good night.
Kinder egg.
The good night.
Nacho. Crisp egg.
I'm telling you.
Crisp egg.
It's the good night. Okay? And it's the main day for celebrations, right? 25th. Yeah, we're over it. 24th. They're well up for it. After Mass, families go home to feast, open gifts, and toast each other at midnight. The most important decorations are pesebre, nativity scenes, intricately carved from wood or stone. Gifts are spread around the manger rather than a tree, and it's considered lucky to be the one chosen to put the figurine of the baby Jesus into the manger on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Please, Papa, how do they speak in Peru? Please, Papa, bless me with the opportunity to put the baby Jesus in the manger.
Did I tell you when my mum and dad fell out when I was a kid about the baby Jesus?
No, go on, I'm sure you will, though.
You're
going to cry when you tell this story.
No.
Okay.
I'd plaster of Paris.
Oh, here we go.
And mold. Right. You know what I mean, don't you?
We've talked about plaster of Paris on this podcast before, but yeah.
Oh, when he had it on my fucking elbow, it was a catchphrase.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you tried to. It didn't catch on, did it?
It didn't.
Bit like Twitter, bit like this podcast, bit like everything we fucking do. But yeah.
I've got a plaster of Paris on my fucking elbow. Mm.
I believe that was a Braveheart episode. That was way back. I'm sorry, there's a tap that's dripping. That was way back. That was when you lived. Not even here, you didn't live here.
I didn't know, I lived in a different place then. It was a different time all around, really, wasn't it?
We both had lady friends back then, like. Everything, didn't we? How things change, eh? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, happy Christmas. All by myself in a flat with a fucking tortoise.
And
anyway,
a dripping tap that won't shut up.
It will shut up if you just ignore it. He's like this all the time, listen.
Sorry, it's just really doing me head in. Sorry, anyway, go on.
Right, so they've got a plaster of Paris nativity scene they're making, right? You know, we're painting it as a family. And it comes out, and my mum says,
"Who's done Jesus black?" Go on, what did she say?
So she started, I can't do her voice like you can because my throat's a bit sore.
Tell me what she said.
He said, "Steve, what the fuck have you done?
Steve, what the fuck have you done?
Why have you coloured in the baby Jesus in those colours?
Why have you coloured the baby Jesus in those colours?"
Right, and what he'd done is he'd give him golden blonde hair. And
blue eyes.
Yeah, and royal blue underpants.
Right.
His nappy.
Yeah.
He'd done his underpants royal blue. And my mum said, "Why have you done that, Steve?
Why have you done that, Steve? You know I've got cancer."
Because he's the king of the Jews.
Is that what he said?
Because Jesus Christ was the king of the Jews. He did his underpants royal blue.
Right, okay. I mean, that's what the Romans got him for in the end on a technicality, didn't they?
I think so, yeah.
Because he didn't deny that he was king of the Jews.
Yes, that's it.
So what I said, had a big argument over that because he painted his knickers blue. What's that all about? Bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was that the chemo talking?
Well, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Merry Christmas.
Right, we're back. Sorry about that. Little unexpected break. Just gonna have a mini egg.
You could have had that in the break.
I could have done, couldn't I?
Yeah, what were we even talking about?
Oh, you were banging on about some shite.
Yeah. Right. So we lost where we were. Johnny, I've got something here. I think you'll love this. The Yule lads. Where do you think the Yule lads are from in the world? We're still in Europe.
Lads.
The Yule lads, yeah. Where do you think they're from?
That tortoise is hanging off the edge of there.
It's not, it's fine. It's on that thing.
They'll come from Yulentiden, Germany.
No, Iceland.
Oh, I got that earlier.
Yeah. These are figures from Icelandic folklore.
Of course, yeah, the Yule lads.
Who in modern day times have become the Icelandic version of Father Christmas. All right?
Yeah.
Their numbers have varied over time, but currently there are considered to be 13. It's basically 13 different characters, different personalities. Who are the Yule lads? Lads. They put rewards or punishments into shoes placed by children on windowsills during the last 13 nights before Christmas. Every night, one Yuletide lad visits a child, leaving gifts or rotting potatoes, depending on the child's behaviour throughout the year. Depending on location geographically, the lad's depictions can vary from basically a prankster. To a homicidal monster who eats kids. So, depending on where you're from, it's depending on your take on the Yule lads.
Oh, well, that brings me on nicely to something I researched.
Well, does it? Because, just before we move on, I've got a couple of the names of the 13.
No, go on.
I think you fit into some of these categories, right?
What handsome bastard is there?
Skier Gobbler. He steals yogurt.
Oh, right.
You love a skier, don't you?
I love a skier. I would gobble it down nicely.
Yeah, so that's you.
Yeah.
Meat hook. These are the English variations, by the way. Obviously, I'm not going to say it in Icelandic. Meat hook. He uses a hook to steal meat.
Pretty standard stuff.
Yeah. Candle stealer. He follows children to steal their candle. window peeper. That's definitely you.
Yep.
Basically, looks in windows for things he can rob.
Good window peeping.
Stubby. He's abnormally short.
He's a tiny bottle of lager.
Hey, Cam. Hey.
Hey.
Abnormally short, steals pans to eat the crust left over. Now, this one is you, definitely. Sausage swiper.
Yeah. Would under Tinder.
Grinder.
I'm there just swiping with my knob.
Would hide in rafters and steal sausages that were being smoked. Have you ever smoked a sausage, Johnny?
Hey, there he is. No.
You've not? Do you reckon you'd give it a go?
Oh, I would give it a fucking good go, yeah.
Eye contact and everything.
If something's worth doing, James, it's worth doing well.
Properly. Yeah, that's true. So that is a little insight into Iceland there for you.
Now, which brings me on nicely to something I have researched.
Yeah, go on. I asked you to research something.
You did, didn't you?
Let's see if you've done it to a standard that we're happy with on such a fucking low set bar on this podcast.
Right. So, this woman's eating a man for Christmas dinner, right? She's
I heard about this.
Right. I don't know how I feel about this because I started...
eating a mum, behave, like...
Yeah, so when I read the headline, right, I thought, you absolute head the ball. But then as I read it, I thought, you know what, it's just someone who's upset and grieving at Christmas time and she's probably not making the most sensible decisions.
Okay.
So now I feel a bit bad for laughing at her.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
But you're going to put it on the podcast regardless.
Yeah, so at the same time, she is putting her mum's ashes, because her mum's just died, poor lass.
Yeah.
And she's sprinkling her mum's ashes.
Is she? Is she young? Is she a kid or...?
Oh, no, she's not a kid, no, she's 40-year-old.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, she's... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Waste not, want not, I suppose.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, she's going to sprinkle her mum's ashes on the Christmas dinner.
Right.
And eat them.
Right, is that it?
There's a way.
Where's she from? Got any details? Where she's from?
You are.
Have we got any details of her? Like, you know.
She's called Deborah.
Right. Because when you said she was eating a mum, I thought, you know, I mean, some families might be into that.
Yeah, no. No, so I don't really want to dwell on it too much because it's a, you know.
But you brought it up.
Yeah.
So she's sprinkling them on what? On the gravy? Or is she putting it as part of the gravy?
No, like all over.
On a turkey?
All over.
Naturally, a dry bird as it is, and she's going to put her mum's, even drier mum on it.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
But no, that brings me on to the Krampus, is what it really brought me on to. I did that there, it'd be funny.
So I asked you to, you wanted to be funny, but then you pulled out of the humour.
Yeah.
Because you felt tight. So you've just got to go with it, mate.
That's what I'd advise.
Krampus, so I asked you to, if you could do this. Austria, isn't it?
Yeah. Basically, it's like anti-Santa.
Right, okay. Anti, like a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, like the antithesis of Santa Claus.
Someone's at a thesaurus. Go on.
Yeah. Well, I'm a very clever boy. It goes around knacking kids who have been bad.
Right, knacking. Is that a Scotland
term? Hitting them with a switch. Or a birch.
Oh, switch is an old-fashioned term.
Yeah.
You don't mean like a light switch?
No. Like a cane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's older than Jesus.
He's older than Jesus?
Yeah.
Still knocking about?
Still knocking about, yeah.
I mean, I'd hit kids if I was older than Jesus.
I would. And what they do as well is on the year when you get, like, you stop kind of believing in Santa and that.
Yeah.
Like, local men from the town dress up as the Krampus and come round and start banging on your windows at night. And then your parents let them in and have a chat with them.
Oh, so you start believing in Christmas again?
Yeah.
All right, what does this happen to you, like, in your 30s?
Yeah,
and you've got a family
of
your own and you're a bit fucking sick of the Krampus?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
You just come around, your mum's there every Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, look, Mum, I don't believe in him anymore. Oh, no, it's just the Krampus. It's not anyone else. Don't tell your dad the Krampus has been again.
Yeah, he pulled pigtails out of little girls, chucked them off cliffs, pulled their ears, and put them children in shackles.
I mean, pulling the hair a little bit, I mean, all right, that's still weird, but throwing them off a bridge? It's a bit much,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, off a cliff.
Off a cliff?
Yeah.
Bit much, isn't it?
Yeah, bit severe for a naughty child. Krampus will fuck your woman as well, apparently.
Well, it sounds like a Slipknot song.
Yeah.
He'll fuck your woman?
Yeah.
Do you think he'd be like a bit of a jackhammer in the bedroom?
Potentially, yes.
Just a private joke there that we can never ever tell.
No.
On the podcast.
Yeah, there is a film called The Krampus that I may put on later.
Okay, will you? But what if I get scared and I want spooning?
Then I'll cuddle you.
Oh, thanks, babes.
And my other thing that I researched as well was this, right? Apple have got a hidden Christmas feature.
Have they? I mean, what's the point in hiding it? I don't get all this.
If you go to the App Store, right, and type in "Let it snow," apparently it starts snowing on your phone. But I've tried that on the App Store and it doesn't work. Mm. But then apparently that'll be the Apple Store or something. I don't know.
The app? What do you mean? It had to be the Apple Store?
The Apple Store app, not the App Store.
Right.
So you know the Apple Store app where you can buy like computers and things.
Right.
I think it's on there.
Right,
but I don't have that.
It doesn't come on your screen, then? It's not.
No, well,
it's not a permanent fixture.
No, no, it comes. No, like the snow will melt. Like, is it?
No, I mean, sorry. When you're navigating your touchscreen on your phone, it stays on.
No,
just on that website. Shite. Rethink that one.
Google does a similar thing.
Rethink that one. Whoever did that at Apple, it's not Jobs anymore, is it? Who is it?
Couldn't tell you.
Some fucker. Rethink that. Come back with that one. Make it better. Make it last on your screen.
Not let it go. Let it snow. Nah.
Didn't work, mate. You need to really stop Googling things while we're trying to...
Well, I'm just trying to have a bit of Christmas in my life, you know what I mean? And you can't be fucking bothered,
I'll put
with
some
it,
Christmas in your life.
No, will you?
Put up your ass. The Gavler goat, or Gavler goat, where do you think that is? We're still in Europe, Johnny, we're still in Europe.
The Gavler goat.
Gavler goat.
Gavin and Stacey, Wales. Is it a goatfish? Half whale, half goat?
It's not. Do you know where it is? I mean, it has got ish, if you're from this particular country.
Polish?
If you were Swedish.
Swedish?
You'd be in Sweden, wouldn't you? Or from Sweden.
You would, yeah.
So this is a traditional Christmas display erected
right.
annually in Slottsstorget in central Gavle, Sweden. It is a giant version of a traditional Swedish Yule goat figure made of straw. Basically, its horns sort of curve back and almost touch its own back.
Oh, right, yeah.
Quite sort of like a bow. Mm-hmm. It has become famous for being destroyed in arson attacks during December. So basically...
Oh, is this the one that they burn every year?
Yes, but they're not supposed to burn it.
Right.
So it's a huge goat display, almost as if you would have a large Christmas tree for a town centre or something.
Yeah.
All the local businesses at least used to pay for it, all clubbed together. And since 1966, there's been an attempt to burn it down. As of December 2016, the goat has been damaged 37 times, has been set on fire. One of the years that they didn't get set on fire, they very strategically placed a taxi rank, so it sort of discouraged people. They've even had security guards on it. Now, there is a 24/7 live stream, and when I researched this today, at that point it was still standing. Do you want to have a look at it now?
Oh, yeah. So look,
search
what is it?
Gavler goat. Gavle. There should be a live stream. It will be in Swedish. If you put 24/7, maybe it might come up.
Oh, Gavler goat webcam.
Scroll up. There it is. It's sort of like a stop motion camera, so every 2 minutes, every sort of couple of seconds, you'll see traffic move. It is, as of recording here.
Yeah, as we record it, the gavel goat is still gaveling.
Still standing, but people do try and burn it down. Don't ask me why, it's just become a tradition to try and burn it down. No particular reason behind it, just idiots, basically. Yeah, it's been destroyed 37 times.
It's the gavel goat, by the way.
Gavel, is that what it is?
Well, the umlauts over the air mean you elongate that. So, gay-gar.
Okay, well, I'm not Swedish. I did work at IKEA, though, back in the day, but... Yeah. I'm not Swedish yet. Still standing.
I like him.
Yeah.
I'd call him Zeus.
You know what? A bit different, isn't it? A bit different to a tree.
I prefer it to a tree.
It's nice. It's nice. And it's still standing, as I say. So, there you go. That's in Sweden. That's a little thing in Sweden.
Good.
People want to look that up. Just search G-A-V-L-E, goat, webcam. Comes up, doesn't it?
Yep.
Pretty simple. It's not sexual. Don't worry about that. It's nothing dodgy. Kids can look at it. Bit boring for kids, though. They've got, like...
Probably, yeah.
What have they got these days?
iPads.
iPads and all that. Not interested, are they?
No.
Day of the Little Candles, Johnny. Day of the Little Candles. What do you think that is?
That's where everyone gets a little candle.
Where is it, though? Where are we? Where do you think we are?
Norway.
We're not in Norway. We're out of Europe now.
Are we out of Europe? Slough. We're out of Europe now, aren't we? Brexit.
If I was to say Shakira's from there, I think. Don't quote me on that.
Ugh,
let me see. I'll give you some more clues of people famous from here. I think it's famous for cocaine.
Colombia.
Colombia, my friend.
Mm.
Colombia is the day of the little candles. Now, this is celebrated a bit earlier in December. We've actually missed the boat for this one, so don't book your plane tickets. Celebrated on the 7th of December. Mm. This is one of the most observed traditional holidays in Colombia. On the eve of the Immaculate Conception, which is a public holiday in Colombia. So basically the 8th of December is when they said the Virgin Mary became pregnant with the baby Jesus.
On the 8th of December?
Yeah.
So hang on. So they took an outlandish story and made it even more outlandish by saying that the entire gestation period was only 14 days or something.
I mean, it's got spunky spunk, innit? It's probably going to be magical stuff, innit?
Well, allegedly.
Shakira is from there, by the way. On the eve of the Immaculate Conception.
You know what? If that story was written on Shakira's hips, we'd have to believe it.
Because they don't lie, do they?
Don't lie. Don't get me started on a fraudulent vagina.
This is the unofficial start of the Christmas season in the country. So on this night, people place candles and paper lanterns on windowsills, balconies, porches, sidewalks, streets, parks and squares. Basically anywhere that can be seen in honour of the Virgin Mary and her Immaculate Conception.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
So, if you can see one on your bum, you just shove it up there. On 8th of December, it's customary for houses to hoist a white flag with the image of the Virgin Mary all day. And firework displays are also often hosted too. This started on December 7th, 1854, when Pope Pius IX stated...
He was a pious little shit, wasn't he?
...stated that this was the date of Mary's blessing from God. In anticipation of this decision, people lit candles to show their support and belief in this idea. So since then, it's grown and grown, mate. So there you go.
That is Christmas from all over. I did a little bit in the middle. We both helped each other out there.
I've got one more. Now, this one is just bizarre. I've got two more, in fact.
All right.
These are really bizarre.
Okay, let's have it then.
And this next one, I can't figure out why they do it. I tried to research why they did it. There's no reason for
you
it.
You leave it
to
me.
Madness.
I'll
madness and chaos. So, we are in Venezuela for this one.
Right, okay.
Midnight Mass.
Yeah. What time's that again?
It's quite... I mean, that's traditional in the UK, isn't it? That's not something that's completely abstract. Very popular in Venezuela. In the capital, Caracas, all right, there's a tradition of people... rollerblading to early morning church services. between the 16th and 24th of December. The roads are often closed to traffic to make it safer for people to skate. I'm not making this up. People rollerblade to church. So, I mean, not only is the Catholic priest doing God knows what to the kids, he's also rollerblading after him.
Well, you know what they are, don't you?
Go on.
They are the holy rollers.
Hey. Before bedtime, children tie... This is even fucking... This is just even more crazy. Before bedtime, children tie one end of a piece of string to their big toe and hang the other end out of the window.
Yeah.
The next morning, roller skaters give a tug to any string they see hanging just to wake kids up.
Oh, yeah, so you're not lying in and then you can get and be at church on time.
And there's no... There's no... I don't know if that just started through hysteria. I don't know what that was, but that is a thing, right?
So maybe some people just really liked rollerblading and then thought, right, how can we get this to be more legitimate?
So that was in Venezuela. Going back to Europe.
Yeah. Oh, is that not you too? There's more.
There's one more.
Oh, my God, it's been a while since we've done this many times, isn't it?
I know. One more. We're back in Europe. Where do you think and why do you think people would hide their brooms in Norway? Why would they do that?
Because of Broomhilda.
Go on, Johnny, who's Broomhilda in your head?
Am I right?
No.
Right, no, it is, it's Broomhilda. And she's the... Hilda obviously means thief in Norwegian.
Right,
and
yeah.
Broomhilda is the broom thief.
Right.
And she comes around, so on her night when she comes around, you hide everything.
Well, in Norway, it's custom to hide your broomstick on Christmas Eve.
Right.
This is because they believe this coincides with the arrival of evil spirits and witches. By hiding brooms, they are preventing witches from hitching a ride and causing havoc from the skies. So that is... There you go. That's, I mean, ours is pretty vanilla in the UK, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything in your house that's unusual? Sort of anything that's... A little bit off the chain, a little bit unusual.
No, we go to the pub, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's always too busy to get a seat.
Yeah.
Me and my dad sit there from 11 saying, right, are we going now, so we get a seat? And everyone says, no, no, we'll go at 12. And we go at 12 and you can't have a seat. So you end up having to neck two pints because it's just you can't stand.
Yeah.
And our mum starts feeling wobbly and she has to go home.
Yeah, because she had cancer, didn't she?
She did have cancer. At Christmas as well.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, one year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Ding dong, ding dong.
What did you get her that year for Christmas?
Well, nothing, because we didn't know if she'd make it. And no.
Didn't want to waste money. Oh, I've kept the receipt.
Well, exactly. So it's liking it.
But she's, you know, she's still standing.
Yeah. Probably sitting. No, 10 o'clock she'll be in bed.
Yeah, will she? I mean, don't break the illusion for the listener. This is Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah, it's Christmas Day, this, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, of course it is. So, yeah.
That's about it. I can have any tradition I want this year.
Oh, because you're not going back to Middlesbrough, are you?
I'm not, no. I'm having Christmas by myself this year, listeners.
All by himself.
Except not really by myself, because I'll have Tifa the tortoise with me.
And her tortoise statue.
And the little tortoise friend, yeah.
And you can wear your Ravenelli top.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, my family don't tend to do anything too outlandish or unusual Christmas that I can think of. If you have got anything, why not let us know on Twitter at GetFatCast. You can email us.
GetFatCast@gmail.com.
Or you can just, I don't know, maybe...
Don't Facebook, that's just not going to happen.
Nah,
I'm on Snapchat as well now.
Oh, yeah, do you want to plug your Snapchat?
No.
Do you know what your name is on Snapchat?
I think it's Mr. Boxfile, but I'm not sure.
Is it underscore Boxfile or just Mr. Boxfile?
I'm not sure. I'll have a little look. Where do I find... Johnny... No, Mr. Boxfile, 801.
I've got you on there. You do nothing on there.
I'm just trying to start
you're not
now.
You're not active on there, mate.
I am, look.
What I've had more active bowel movements.
Oh my word, I can't.
This is just.
Oh, fuck it. I don't like Snapchat anyway.
So there you go. Shall we move on, Johnny? We might need to take another short break.
Okay.
While we come on to our special section.
Oh, are we ending it now?
We approach. I've got a few more things in the bag. We just need to dot the I's and cross the T's in terms of a few things.
Okay, then.
And we will be back after this. It's probably going to be a ch-ch-bum-ba-bum, if Johnny can bother to put that soundbite in at this point.
Yeah, I might just use that one that you just did. We'll see.
Okay. Ch-ch-bum-ba-bum.
All right, we're back.
So we're back. So obviously Johnny writes sort of saucy northeastern novels, don't you, in like little shorts and
yeah
stuff.
I was talking to someone the other day who genuinely thought that, sorry, my voice is starting to go a bit listener, so if I get a bit croaky I apologise.
He gets upset at Christmas.
I do, yeah, especially when I've got to spend it by myself because my family don't want me.
Anyway, go on.
Someone genuinely thought that you had actually found them around my house.
Yeah, I mean, I do find them around your house.
I mean, obviously, yeah,
this
do,
was
yeah.
This was here.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
See, by saying that, that doesn't mean that you didn't do it, by going, oh, yeah. Because obviously you did do it, that's the thing.
Right, obviously I did do it, yeah.
So this one, I mean, you've not titled this one, and, like, you've got, there's, like, phone numbers and, like, fag dimps on it. But, yeah. So Johnny's wrote this one. I think with Christmas in mind. So here we go. The snow began to pile up on a cold Christmas morning in Stockton. The streets were cold and empty, with the exception of a German shepherd that had been left loose since the fence panelling had been used to keep it housed. Oh, sorry, hang on, let me start that again.
Start that
see,
again.
I've not even, again, because it's so bad grammatically from yourself. The streets were cold and empty, with the exception of a German shepherd.
The shepherd out of control!
That had been, is that how you pictured it when you wrote this?
Yeah, yeah.
That had been left loose since the fence panelling used to keep it housed had been used for firewood by local riffraff. The snow crunched under the dog's paws as it rummaged through a knocked-over bin, now used for general waste, but clearly labelled for plastic only. "Hawea, you scabby mutt!" came the bellowing sound as the silence was swiftly broken when a door opened quickly and a man in an ageing bathrobe appeared, attempting to frighten the dog away. He stepped back inside and shouted upstairs as he pushed the front door, crudely closed. "Yes, fancy a fook before I nip to the social for a pint." "Aye, go on then," a voice replied. "Whip your knickers to the side, I'll be up in a minute. I'll sling a bairn up you so we can gear a claim in for a child support like." Beryl chuckled as she knelt on all fours awaiting her lover's arrival in the dimly lit bedroom. She shut her eyes as she felt a wet and slightly cold prod on her back passage. "Oh, cheeky, don't tease." The feeling intensified as she turned around to see the German shepherd nuzzling her backside with his wet nose. "Away, Darren, the dog's licking me mufter again." So there you go, are you proud of yourself for that?
I mean, there's one thing that does prove that I didn't actually write that, and that is your appalling use of commas and full stops and tense.
Well, I didn't,
in general.
I didn't write that, so...
Didn't you?
No.
Well, I mean, to say anyone wrote it would be a fucking understatement.
So, I mean, I think the way you wrote... The way that's written is because you've got so many of them knocking about. I mean, there's another one here. I mean, it was about a Chinese fellow in a chip shop. I wasn't willing to read that one out.
Well, no, I wouldn't, because that was horrific.
And what he does with a savoy sausage is... I mean, that's your imagination, sick and twisted.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a sick, twisted imagination. Some people like it.
So, yeah, and the way that you spelt prawn cracker in that to try and emphasise his accent was, I mean, it's just despicable. But, yeah, there you go, Northeastern Tale by...
Well, I enjoyed that. I might masturbate to it later.
To Beryl on all fours.
Beryl on all fours with an Alsatian behind her.
Yeah, just nuzzling her with his wet nose, I believe.
Yep, sound of a healthy dog, that.
The way he described it. I mean, it's not really. It just means it's had a drink of water recently.
Oh, is that
That's it? All it means.
Oh, right.
Because if a dog's ill, it won't drink or eat.
Ah,
so it'll have a dry nose.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a healthy dog.
I've got an animals at work for you.
You know you've not.
I have.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
Have you actually?
Genuinely got animals at work for you.
I'm chuffed that you've took it on board.
Yeah, well, I noticed, like... That you didn't mention it on the bill. You normally say, "Oh, I've got a wicked animal."
Yeah, I've not, because I didn't even think to have one, to be honest. If you say Rudolph now, we're not going to be happy. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Well, you might as well tell it now if you want to.
Oh, well, Rudolph. Oh, I can't believe you spoiled that. That's...
Sorry.
Oh.
Has he got mates to help him?
No.
I mean, he's the one with the light, isn't he? He's got the very shiny nose. So he helps, because
They're all named after different types of seamen, all the reindeer.
Are they?
Yeah. There's Cum
David.
There's Cum Dancer, Cum Vixen, Cum Comet, Cum Blitzen. You know, you don't want to be involved in a Cum Comet, do you?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
No.
So we're going to end the episode. Quite an extended version, really.
Yeah, we're up to just shy of an hour now.
It's almost a grovel. At this point, for previous content, we hope you've enjoyed it. Have a great Christmas. We will be back in the new year, as much as that pains you that you have to pretend.
Well, we might be back in the new year because we're about to go and play FIFA now, and he might fall out with me if I'm better than him.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. But we will leave you with something special.
Yes, we will.
Enjoy, guys. Have a great Christmas.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Little baby Jesus born at the inn. Joseph like what's happening. Mary's bits never touched before. Joseph like what you're lying for.
Baby Christ asleep in his cot. There was Mary and Joseph the whole fucking lot. A wise man wouldn't take his coat off. Mary asked why, he said man's not hot.
The turkey dinner you have ain't cooked. Cut it open and pink it looked. Couldn't believe it, that is all raw. Another 20 minutes on Gas Mark 4.
It's Christmas time on the Get Fact Show, and James is from a broken home. Do you know why his dad left though? Cos his mother's a ho ho.
Buy some shoes for your mum, size 16 feet, it'll cost you a ton. Ain't got time, you've not got them in a blue. For a foot her size, you need to buy a canoe.
It's Christmas time and I hope you don't mind, but I'm eating my turkey that I sprinkled with thyme. Cos that's just the herb what we like. Father Christmas might get you a bike, or a trike, or a load of shite, or anything else that you like. Did I say like? Does that rhyme with like? Or anything else? A kite?
Wrapped up neat, such a treat. Have her head up around her feet. Get some links sorted for your dad. Some toothpaste too, his breath is bad. Gather around the table, someone grab a seat. Christmas time, freestyling to the beat. What is that all on my feet? The Ugg boots my mum bought me just last week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.